A judge has already found that conspiracy theorist Alex Jones is liable after falsely claiming that the 2012 Sandy Hook school shooting, in which 20 little children and 6 educators were slaughtered, is a hoax. He's now in a second trial in Connecticut to determine how much he should pay to settle a lawsuit from parents he and his followers tormented with their lies. The testimony from parents and officers who responded to the massacre has been excruciating. Jones' testimony on the stand today, enraging. Frankie Graziano is a reporter for Connecticut Public. He's at the trial in Waterbury, Connecticut. Hi, Frankie.
Hi, Robin. Pleasure to be talking to you.
Well, about a terrible thing, right? And the family's attorney.
Absolutely.
Yeah, the family's attorney, Christopher Mattei, today asked Jones about pictures on his InfoWars website showing the judge in Connecticut, Barbara Bellis, with lasers coming out of her eyes. Let's listen.
This picture right here, that's Judge Bellis, correct?
Yes.
Lasers coming out of her eyes, correct?
Yes.
That's who you've been referring to as a tyrant to your audience, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and...
You know, we understand there have been arguments today about what he can be asked. The jury's been excused several times. But Frankie, here he is admitting to calling the woman who will help shape the settlement he'll have to pay a demon. Give us a little more about what he's saying. What's his plan here?
Alex Jones has called this judge a tyrant. He's also shown on his InfoWars show a video of her and a Texas judge being depicted in effigy, essentially, on his show. And the thing to watch about this, obviously, is that you have this judge who has heard countless kind of attacks from Jones and his followers, and Jones is being accused of not taking these proceedings seriously as a result. You have her being attacked, and now she's in court with Jones, and it's really a lot of pressure on the judge because she can't be prejudicial to the defense because they could use that in an appeal against her. So she's been very careful for Jones. She's also been very helpful for Jones in those times that she's released the jury or she has corrected him to try to make sure he doesn't essentially say the wrong thing or say something he doesn't have to say when when an objection has already been sustained and she's ruled in his favor, essentially.
Just so
she's tried to been helpful in that regard.
Just so she won't be seen as prejudicial. Oh. Well, far more important, we are hearing from surviving family like Jennifer Henzel, who's the mother of Aviel Richman, who was murdered that day. Jennifer's husband, Aviel's father, killed himself later, and she had to hear that both deaths were fake.
The idea that people think that you made all this up for money or that your child didn't exist, that compounds everything.
And by the way, we only have a minute here, Frankie, but he is making money. He's making money in the last few weeks off this trial.
They've shown documents where they can look at Jones looking at texts that give him sales numbers and things like that. They've shown spikes as a result of him sharing information that was later shown false, that the FBI had reported that nobody died at the shooting. But the testimony that you're showing is compelling. That's the testimony to pay attention to. Things and threats that have flown against these plaintiffs as a result of things said on Alex Jones' show. One plaintiff saying yesterday, Erica Lafferty, that she's been threatened with rape from people that have called in and made threats as a result of what they heard.
Frankie Graziano with Connecticut Public. Frankie, thank you.
Thank you.